ABC Books, North Glenstone, years and years and years. A great component to our local community here, providing tremendous opportunities for folks not only to get books and making it affordable, but having knowledge about those books and where to find them on a shelf. You know, the people who are there, including Valerie, I mean, she owns the place. And for years, even before I came along, so over a decade, they have made it possible at ABC Books on North Glenstone, just south of Kearney, to have authors of the week. And they have an author of the week section there. And if you go in, you can browse through. And I tell you, a great thing about the author of the week segment is we keep these archived in digital form podcasts. So if you get to the point where you're needing to read a new book, you don't know what you'd like, you can go through and listen to the author talk a bit about it. So it's great insight, and it's a huge service that we thank ABC Books on North Glenstone for providing. Scott Rank is today's author of the week, History's Nine Most Insane Rulers. I want to thank you for being with us this morning. You know, there are a number of these names I think people will definitely recognize. You know, for example, Kim Jong-il, Caligula, perhaps even. But then there are some in here that people may not be quite so familiar with, or they know the name, but they didn't realize that they were crazy. So if you would first tell us how you chose these nine. Was nine a predetermined number, or did you just gather up those that were most crazy and it happened to be nine? How did all that formulate?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot more to choose from, so there could be a second or third edition. I tried to use the legal definition of insane, where you can't separate fiction from reality. I'm not going to try to diagnose people on the couch or anything right. like that, because I haven't met them. Some of them had genetic issues. They one guy, Charles VI, thought he was made of glass. He maybe had a blood disease, or George III. But a lot of these people had self-inflicted insanity. Megalomania. All of our politicians have it from one degree to another, but these people are in a different galaxy. One guy, the recent leader of Turkmenistan, had an 80-foot-tall golden statue of himself that always rotated to face the sun. So I would say about 60 to 70% of these are megalomaniacs. They brought it on themselves, and they basically thought they were divine. And you find a lot of these people. It's no shortage at all.
You mentioned one of the more recent, Kim Jong-il of North Korea, and you write that he possessed what is called the Big Six. Will you explain that?
Well, he had a number of personality defects. He was paranoid. He was schizotypal. He had delusions of grandeur. So a number of leaders might have a few of these, but he's a perfect storm of a lot of mental illnesses. And what it produces is somebody who does horrible, brutal things. I mean, North Korea is still an open-air prison camp to this day. But I think what really pushes him to the next level is he said things that if you or I were to say them, people would laugh at us, and they should. Like, the first time I golfed, I shot 5 holes in 1 and hit 38 under par. But when he says those things, he thinks that it's for the good of North Koreans because they have such a great leader, like what a pharaoh would say 3,000 years ago. And that kind of innocence makes it justifiable in his mind that, well, of course I would execute political opponents because they're threatening my greatness and by extension the North Korean people. So that's what makes it so dangerous. There's like an innocence to it.
We hear stories of Caligula, or sometimes just a reference to, when it comes to particular activities that are considered to be exceptionally sinful. But he did a number of other things. I mean, this was a guy who built temples to himself. I mean, oftentimes we think of building temples to those as a sign of reverence, but he actually did it for himself. And you write about how at one point he marched his armies all the way to Britain and had no reason to even do it.
Right. Caligula did a lot of gross things. He, you can watch a horrible movie from the 70s about him, although I don't recommend it. What you mentioned, marching his armies to England and then turning back, it's basically the equivalent of the Seinfeld episode where George wants to insult someone with a jerk store insult if you're a fan of Seinfeld, and wastes a ton of time just to zing a guy. Caligula, in another example of that, may have triggered a famine in the Roman Empire, where an astrologer said you have no more chance of becoming emperor than riding a horse across this bay that was a 3-mile-long body of water. So one story goes that he requisitioned all the trading ships in the Mediterranean to set up a 3-mile-long pontoon bridge and gets a bunch of dirt put over it to create a road and rides back and forth across it. The grain trade comes to a halt, and it may have caused a famine in the Roman Empire. So you want to zing someone and you cause famine is George Costanza, if he were an emperor, is one way you could look at it.
We're talking with our author of the week, Scott Rank. The book is History's Nine Most Insane Rulers. The publisher had on their site a fun little quiz where you could take it and see which of the most insane rulers you would be. Of course, it's, you know, just for fun. I took it out of curiosity, and I happen to be most in line with Bavaria's Mad King Ludwig II.
All right. Good for you.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much. I was soliciting a compliment. That's why I brought this up. Tell us a bit about him, if you would.
You know, to your credit, if you get him, I think you win the quiz, if that's possible.
Perfect.
And all right. Ludwig is, if you have ever been to southern Germany and you do the tourist route, you're going to see his castles. They're the basis for the Disney World Castle, Neuschwanstein. Ludwig was a king in the 1800s, and he almost bankrupted Bavaria building these castles that are completely useless in the 1800s for defense or for warfare. He was a dreamer. He was a loner. He was isolated. He loved fairy tales. He loved reading about the courts of France and would have dinners where there were places set for imaginary friends for Louis XIV and Marie Antoinette, had conversations with them. But to his credit, although he bankrupted Bavaria, he has a legacy. When we think of Germany, we think of these castles. We think of the operas that he was a patron of. So he has a legacy that still stays with us today, and it's a positive one. So if you're a Ludwig, then good for you. You're not a Caligula.
All right. So he's one that you can legitimately say, yeah, but what about all the good things Ludwig did?
Right. And I think, I mean, an idea there is mental illness doesn't make someone a bad person. Obviously not. People who suffer from depression or PTSD, some of our greatest wartime leaders, like Abraham Lincoln or Winston Churchill, had depression. And they battle with inner demons, but because they were able to win in that sense, they could fight outer demons like war and slavery. So it's not so much that mental problems make you a bad person,
right,
but they reveal character and can make you really bad in a lot of the cases here in the book.
We're talking with our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, Scott Rank. The book is History's Nine Most Insane Rulers. You touched on this a little bit in the beginning, I'm a big believer in environment. You certainly can evolve due to your environment. And anyone who's in a position of power is certainly going to oftentimes have an environment where there are no boundaries because any that exist, people try to take them down for you to win favor. That being said, do you find as a historian that whether they're insane or a little power hungry, perhaps, is it the insanity personality trait that leads these people to oftentimes want and inquire or acquire power? Or is it more often that once they get in that position, the environment makes them a more insane person?
You can find cases of both, but I think I see more of the second one that you mentioned there. And when I mentioned the top of this interview, the guy who built the rotating statue for himself, that's not someone out of the far past. That's a recent ruler, the president of Turkmenistan, who is president from the 90s to 2006. He started off pretty straightforward as a ruler, but then he promotes himself. He built statues to himself, huge pictures, kind of like Joseph Stalin would. But then he goes beyond. He renames days of the week after himself and months of the year and an asteroid after himself. And couldn't really read or write, but he wrote a holy book that thought would outsell the Bible and the Quran, and said God appeared to him in a dream and claimed anyone who read this three times would automatically go to heaven.
Oh.
So like you said, I think they're in that position. No one tells them no. It's sort of like if Joe Exotic from Tiger King were emperor. Or
right.
When you have celebrities who seem like they're delusional, what if those celebrities could have people killed? What if they really had a lot of power? And I think that's what explains a lot of these people.
Any honorable mentions?
People who didn't make the cut?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Let's say I were going to take this to America. People who acted flamboyant and crazy. There was a governor in Louisiana. I think his name was Huey Long. I'm not 100% sure.
Went by the Kingfish, yeah.
Right, the Kingfish. He would watch LSU games. He'd run on the field when he didn't like the calls. He'd roll up into town, and he would insult local bigwigs on radio. Gave his best speeches while drunk. You know, that's what any good Southern politician back in the Depression would do. Yeah, that's what you do. But, you know, we have a free press. We have constitutional safeguards. And I think that there are little Caligulas out there all the time. So it's good to have a free press. It's good to make fun of your politicians. Do it as much as you can, because I think that's what stops them. And who knows what would have happened if the Kingfish could have kept growing in power.
Our author of the week, Scott Rank, History's 9 Most Insane Rulers. If you do have any subsequent books, we'd love to have you back.
Love to be here. Really appreciate it.
All right, you bet. Thank you so much. And again, ABC Books, North Glenstone, making it possible for us to have our author of the week and this book and others. They will, of course, have in stock. If for whatever reason, at any time, they run out, just let them know. And Valerie or any of the crew over there at ABC Books will get that for you right away. And again, thank you to Scott Rank, History's 9 Most Insane Rulers. I'm Nick Reed. This is Springfield's Talk 104.1.